Well, Penn State came to town without a turnover in their opening four games. They were plus 11 in turnover margin. They had taken it away 11 times, not coughed it up. However, on the very first play of this game, the opening kickoff, Olsen with the arm in the air. Here's the approach, the swing of the leg. It's a squib kick. Bounding inside the 20, inside the 10. Singleton picks it up inside the 5. Angling left to the 10 and hit just across the 10. Ball is out, and the Wildcats have the ball at the 11-yard line of Penn State. The Cats recover a fumble on the opening kickoff, and they've got it first and 10 at the 11. Braden Turner appears to be the man who came up with the fumble. He was the first turnover of the year by Penn State. Wildcats had the ball in great field position, the Penn State 11, but went nowhere from there, and they called on their field goal kicker. This will be a 33-yard try from just inside the left hash. Out of the hold of Hunter Redder. Will Halkier to snap. Here's the snap. Placement. Kick by Olsen to the uprights. The kick is good. And the Wildcats strike first off the Penn State turnover with 12:47 to go in the first quarter. It's Northwestern 3, Penn State nothing. Cats then held Penn State, forced a punt. The Wildcats got it back, but suffered a loss of yardage on two straight plays. They went 3 and out, punted to the Nittany Lions, who took over on their own 44. Key play on the drive on 4th and 1. Penn State was called for a false start, pushing them back 5 yards with 4th and 6 at the Northwestern 41. And Drew Aller, their quarterback, connected with his wide receiver Cephas for 15 yards down to the Wildcat 26. They got down to the 10, first down and goal, moved it down to the 3, but had to settle for a 20-yard field goal by their kicker Falcons, and it was 3-3 at the end of 1. Into the second, The Wildcats would take the lead, and they did it with a 50-plus yard drive. The drive actually 59 yards in 10 plays, the aforementioned drive that Ted was talking about with Cam Johnson. They moved it down to the 1-yard line of Penn State. Here they come up to the line. Aller under center. Aller trying to sneak for it, and this time Aller is in, touchdown Penn State. And the Nittany Lions, on 4th and goal, take their first lead of the game. It's 16-10. All right, we got a little ahead of ourselves. That was in the third quarter. It was 10-10 at halftime. Trey Potts, a 13-yard touchdown with a minute 16 to go into the first half to tie the game at 10 after Ben Bryant's 1-yard touchdown had put the Cats ahead 10-3. All right, so in the third quarter, Aller scores from a yard out on 4th and goal to put Penn State ahead 17-10. The Wildcats then taking over at their own 22 after the kickoff. They face 3rd and 15 at their own 17, and Bryant would rush for 15 yards. It was initially ruled a first down, but they reviewed it on video, and they reversed the call. It was 4th down. The Cats went for it on 4th and 1. And came up short, giving Penn State the ball at the Northwestern 31. That would lead to a 47-yard field goal by Falcons and a 20-10 Penn State lead. Wildcats then went 3 and out, lined up to punt, but ran a fake punt, and Charlie Mangieri, running with the ball, was cut short of the line to gain, and so Penn State took over at the Northwestern 34. The big play, a 16-yard run by Nicholas Singleton down to the 15-yard line. Eventually, Penn State got down to the 2. Two tight ends left, one to the right. Aller under center. Makes the give. He's going to throw wide open, over-the-shoulder catch, Singleton touchdown. He caught it at the 1 and walked into the end zone for the score. Aller with his 9th touchdown pass of the year, and Penn State extends the lead. It's 26-10 with a minute 24 to go in the third. 27-10 at the end of 3, but the Wildcats were driving the ball. They'd started from their own 25-yard line on a third down situation, 3rd and 6 at the Northwestern 29. Bryant connected with Cam Johnson for 11 yards to the Northwestern 40. Penn State would be called for an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. The Cats started the fourth quarter driving, and they would move it all the way down to the 8-yard line of Penn State. They moved it to the 3 and then to the 1. They faced 3rd and goal, but Bryant was sacked. He was injured on the play. So it was 4th and goal at the 10. The Wildcats would have to settle for a field goal try. This will be a 28-yard field goal try, pretty much straight on. Out of the hole to Hunter Renner, the punter. Here's the snap. It's a good one. The kick on the way by Olsen, and the kick is through. And the Wildcats get back on the board with 12:01 to go. The score now, Penn State 27, Northwestern 13. So a 27-13 game. Penn State then went 3-and-out. The Wildcats got the ball with 10:28 to go at their own 16 after the punt. Brendan Sullivan replacing Bryant at quarterback. The Cats would have to punt it back to Penn State, which got it at the Northwestern 40 after a short punt. And didn't take them, well, it took them a while to cover those 40 yards, 12 plays. They covered it, a one-yard run by Singleton for his second touchdown of the game with 4:07 to go. That made it 34-13. And after Sullivan was intercepted on the ensuing series, Penn State got it at the Northwestern 30 on one play. Trey Potts caught a 30-yard pass from backup quarterback Bo Pribula to make the final score Penn State 41, Northwestern 13.